You're listening to the Concealed Advantage Podcast.
Welcome back to the show, Concealed Advantage Podcast number 5. Before we get started, I'd like to say if you'll go to the Concealed Advantage website, for those of you in Southeast Missouri or the St. Louis area that are looking for maybe some gift ideas for Christmas or birthdays, we are now selling gift certificates, and we're selling them in kind of a, I guess you might say, a bulk quantity if you'd like them. You can get a gift certificate for concealed carry training for $85. That's the same rate as our standard concealed carry training. You can get 2 to 5 of them for $75, or 5 to 10 for $65. Anyway, check that out and go to concealedadvantage.weebly.com. We have a question from a listener this week. It says, I recently purchased a Kel-Tec 9mm. Do I need a permit to own this handgun? I bought it at Absolute Arms in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I filled out the paperwork when I bought it. Do I need to do anything else? The answer to that is simply no. You don't need to do anything else. You filled out all the proper paperwork when you purchased your pistol. Several years ago, the state had a permit to acquire or purchase statute, and you had to go to the sheriff's department to fill that out and get your permit to acquire or purchase. But that was repealed in August of 2007, so you're good to go. Coming up here next, I did an interview with Sherman Graves, who is a concealed carry instructor in St. Louis, and without further ado, we'll go to that interview now. I'm speaking with Mr. Sherman Graves, and you live in the St. Louis area, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Maryland Heights. And Mr. Graves, you've been teaching concealed carry for some time now, haven't you?
Yeah, close to about a year now.
Okay. I've been teaching about 2.5. How about telling us a little bit about your background?
4 years ago, I retired from law enforcement after 21 years. I retired as a sergeant. For the last that I worked for, I was the firearms instructor, range master, defensive tactics instructor, armorer. Prior to that, I spent 5 years on a SWAT team, and then just about to every firearms instruction school that you can think of.
Well, this is very impressive. I'm from the St. Louis area myself, among a few other places. And anyway, what I'd like to ask you is in the course of your instruction and mine, I know that we both teach what to do if you're pulled over by law enforcement and you're carrying it concealed. How do you approach that topic in your class?
I have my students just visualize themselves as being the police officer. What would they like the other person to do, and how would they like that other person to behave? It puts a different perspective with my students, because then they look at it from our viewpoint.
Right. Right.
And then we run through some mock scenarios of traffic stops, public encounters, when someone sees a bulge and the police confront you, what they expect you to do. For me, I can't see that it's unreasonable for a police officer, not knowing who he's dealing with, if he learns that you're armed, whether you tell him or through visual observation, in my opinion, it wouldn't be improper for the police officer to handcuff you.
It would not. That is correct. Yeah.
I would feel comfortable doing that. And then when I had my students in my classes pretend that they're the police and we run through these scenarios, they have a clear understanding of why police do what they do when they have these types of encounters.
You know, the general public just doesn't have any idea that the hundreds and hundreds of police officers that are killed every year in simple situations where it might have been de-escalated had people just behaved properly.
That's correct.
And I agree with you. Now, I'm a member of the I joined MissouriCarry.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And recently there's been some discussion on there. If a person gets pulled over and a police officer asks them if they have any weapons in the car, some of them say, well, I respond, I have no illegal weapons in the car. Now, me personally, when I'm stopping a car, I didn't ask if there was illegal weapons in the car. I just ask if there's any weapons in the car. If somebody says, yes, I have a concealed firearm, I have a permit to carry it, fine. That's the end of it. I have no reason to distrust anybody at that point. However, if I see one in plain view and they tell me there's not one in the car, at that point I'm a little leery. And while we're not required to volunteer information, I believe that if an officer flat out asks, it's completely expected to be honest with them. How do you feel about that?
You should say that. I cover that particular incident in my class every time. Uh-huh. Do what you do, and as I talk to my students, if now you're the cop and you stop somebody and you ask them that question and they say no, then later on, during the course of your investigation or that stop, you determine that there is a weapon in the car. What would you do? What would you think? And a lot of them say, well, he's lying because he's done something bad. Why would he lie to me? I'm not here to hurt him.
Right.
Students respond by saying, well, I would stick my gun in his ear and tell him to get out of the car and put him in handcuffs and tell why he lied.
Exactly. Honesty goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you have an instance where, you know, unless you do this 1,000 times a day as a cop, you're still going to have an elevated stress level on these traffic stops.
You betcha.
To say that they're not scared out there is either lying or they have no business wearing a badge.
Exactly. Exactly. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, there are some police officers who are unfamiliar with the concealed carry laws.
Yeah, I'm finding that out in my area as
yeah.
well.
What police officers need to understand is even without a permit, it's completely legal for a person as long as they're 21 years of age and they can legally possess a handgun, it's perfectly legal for them to have one concealed inside the vehicle.
Yeah, we've had some discussions in St. Louis about that as well. A lot of the guys I work with at Anheuser-Busch are retired police officers. Well, in fact, we're all retired cops because that's the only way that you can get there. And they're unfamiliar with the law. And their friends who are still in law enforcement who aren't familiar with the law.
Mm-hmm.
It seems reasonable that if you're going to stay in law enforcement, at least stay abreast of what new changes come out. This law was changed in, 2007? August of 2007 is when that law changed?
Yep. You're talking about the permit to acquire?
Yes.
Yeah, it is no longer in effect. That is correct. Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Graves. Do you feel that an 8-hour course that's as prescribed by the Missouri state statutes, do you feel that that's adequate?
You know, I don't know who was involved in designing this, but what a waste of time. I would like to see something that goes beyond what we're mandated by state law to teach.
Right.
This course here does nothing. Absolutely zero to prepare anyone to survive a deadly force encounter. It doesn't even address the basics as much as it needs to be addressed.
I agree. So let me ask you this. In your course that you teach, is there anything unique about it that perhaps some other instructors do not cover in their courses?
Having not been able to sit down and view another instructor's course curriculum or how they present it, for me, it seems more, and I deliver more because of my background.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Basically, because here's what they're going to get when they get it from somebody with a law enforcement background. They're not only going to get the laws and a few of the basic techniques, but they're going to get a legal perspective from somebody who's going to be questioning them, from somebody who's going to be putting them in custody, even if they are in the right. It's going to happen. At least for a period of time, they're gonna be able to understand why. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely. Versus someone who's just been to an NRA course that's never been a police officer.
Right. Right.
Not saying that those courses aren't adequate according to statute. It just seems if you're going to take the time to do this, at least go find a more certified or more qualified instructor to learn this from, someone who's actually lived it.
And I would say if you do take the NRA course from somebody who's just teaching the basics, go seek out a law enforcement instructor who can show you some techniques and teach you a little bit more about the laws, especially the use of force and those laws that are related to it.
Absolutely. One of the things that is in my background that helps me is I was actually a use of force instructor for my department. So I had that legal background.
Right. Yep. Okay, well, Mr. Graves, I appreciate your time and your willingness to talk to me about this. And if anybody up in the St. Louis is interested in a concealed carry course from you, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, either find me on Facebook or just email me at coppastl@yahoo.com. coppastl@yahoo.com.
Okay, I've got that in front of me. coppastl@yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah, coppa, coppastl at yahoo.com.
Gotcha. All right, well, once again, I thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
That was Mr. Sherman Graves from the St. Louis area, concealed carry instructor. If you're looking for him on Facebook, look for Sherman Christopher Graves. Mr. Graves, that was fantastic. I appreciate you spending some time with me, and we'll have to do that again sometime. Folks, I'm going to leave you with the quote of the week. It comes from none other than Will Rogers himself. Be thankful we're not getting all the government we're paying for. And I appreciate y'all listening in on the net or downloading and listening. Come back later and check out the new podcast, number 6, when we have it up and ready. And I'll leave you with this, our concealed advantage motto. It's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, but the objective is to avoid both extremes. Thanks again for listening. Keep it concealed.
This concludes the Concealed Advantage Podcast. Be sure to check out concealedadvantage.weebly.com for information on the best concealed carry training in Southeast Missouri.